The Black Magic Healing Process. Black Magic Removal. Welcome to the Real One. Have you been feeling weak and defeated for a long time? Feeling stuck and helpless? If, despite all efforts to get rid of the situation, nothing seems to help, you may have been under black magic. The people of faith among us who are willing to devote themselves to the process may discover that black magic removal carried out by an expert versed in the wisdom of Kabbalah will provide the desired answer. Diagnosis and advice are given through a WhatsApp or video call without your physical presence. The process is adapted to all faiths and religions worldwide and tailored to your needs anywhere. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a comprehensive process backed by in-depth knowledge to provide a balm for the adverse effects that have befallen you. What is black magic? Black magic is the use of supernatural powers or magic for malevolent purposes. However, it's essential to understand that energy, in itself, is neutral. It can be used for good or bad, much like electricity can light up a home or power an electric chair. The intent of the person using the energy determines its effect. The concept of energy when it comes to breaking black magic. According to Samuel Zohar Yanai, energy is neither divine nor evil. It is pure and can be shaped into anything, depending on its use. Ancient texts illustrate this concept, and even divine figures discuss the dual nature of energy. The psychological aspect of black magic. The fear of black magic can often have more impact than the magic itself. Seeing symbols or signs associated with black magic can cause a person to feel cursed or unlucky. This fear can lead to real adverse effects in their life, even if no actual magic was performed. The psychological impact is often more powerful than the magic itself. Please do your research before starting your black magic removal journey. Many today choose to turn to psychics to free themselves from harmful situations. While this can be a valid approach, it's crucial to be cautious and informed. Not all practitioners have genuine abilities or intentions. The heartbreak can be great when the person who turns to them discovers they have spent a considerable fortune looking for counseling and spiritual guidance, and nothing has changed. Researching and verifying the credentials of any spiritual black magic healer or psychic before engaging in their services is essential. Look for reviews, ask for recommendations, and seek out those with a proven track record of helping others. Additionally, understanding the basics of black magic and its effects can help you identify whether the symptoms you experience are due to such influences or other underlying issues. Educating yourself can prevent financial losses and emotional distress, ensuring that your journey toward healing and protection is practical and empowering. Exploring multiple sources and perspectives to understand the methods and practices involved in black magic removal is also beneficial. This way, you can make informed decisions and choose the best path for your spiritual well-being. Why do black magic removals often fail? Clarification. Contacting anyone who performs negative mystical actions forbidden by the laws of nature and the laws of Halacha and Kabbalah will eventually lead to negative results. All kinds of treatments, such as tarot reading or fortune telling, if someone could tell fortunes, they could tell tomorrow's mega ball numbers, right? They wouldn't sell fortune-telling services online, right? Right. They are strictly forbidden by all religions as well. Contacting the spirit of the dead, for example, is causing a great disturbance to the deceased. The teachings of Kabbalah strongly oppose any use of such spirit for the psychic's financial needs and interests. From the moment you turn to such healers, we are harassing the spirits of the dead. This will inevitably lead to harmful, energetic situations in the spiritual world. According to Kabbalah, the only thing that can be done for the deceased is to say Kaddish for the dead soul ascension. Therefore, we must turn to a person knowledgeable in the wisdom of Kabbalah and act by the spiritual ethics required of those who engage in this craft of black magic. Every moment we spend our time and money on people who act negatively, the spell cast on us intensifies and increases. The biblical prohibition of necromancy for black magic remove, addressing the dead, is a prohibition from the Torah. The Torah warns against witchcraft practices in the book of Deuteronomy. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer. Let there not be found among you anyone who causes their son or daughter to pass through the fire, asterisk, or practices divination, or is a soothsayer, augur, or sorcerer, or who casts spells, consults ghosts and spirits, or seeks oracles from the dead, Deuteronomy 18 verse 10. In the Bible, King Saul meets with the Ascensionist and demands that she raise the spirit of Prophet Samuel. The Ascensionist refuses, and Saul begs her to do so. When the prophet Samuel was finally brought up in a vision, he said to the king, "Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?" King Saul answered that he wanted to know the war's outcome, and Samuel, the prophet, said he would die for this. Saul's desperation and the witch of Endor. In the Bible, King Saul finds himself in a desperate situation as he faces the Philistine army. Seeking guidance, he turns to the witch of Endor, often referred to as an ascensionist or necromancer, to summon the spirit of the prophet Samuel. Initially, the woman refuses, fearing the consequences of practicing necromancy. However, Saul insists and begs her to comply. Summoning the spirit of Samuel. When Samuel's spirit is finally brought up in a vision, he addresses Saul with a haunting question, "Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?" This indicates Samuel's displeasure at being disturbed by his rest. Saul explains that he seeks to know the outcome of the impending battle with the Philistines. Samuel's dire prophecy. Samuel's spirit delivers a dire prophecy to Saul. He foretells that Saul and his sons will perish in the upcoming battle and that the kingdom of Israel will fall into the hands of the Philistines. This prophecy fills Saul with fear and despair, knowing his fate is sealed. The practice of necromancy. Traditionally, necromancy, or communicating with the dead, was used to predict the future or deliver prophecies. While sometimes applied to counteract black magic, this ancient craft has always been shrouded in mystery and fear. Religious condemnation of necromancy. Despite its uses, necromancy has been widely condemned across various cultures. It is explicitly forbidden in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. These religions view the practice as an affront to their teachings and a dangerous engagement with dark forces. Traditionally, necromancy was intended to predict the future or prophecy, although it was sometimes applied for other purposes, including removing black magic. The craft is frowned upon by most cultures and forbidden in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Those who choose these alternative ways of removing spells could cause the following adverse effects. 1. Spiritual damage due to the disturbance to the deceased's rest. 2. Investing large sums of money in a person without spiritual or Kabbalah knowledge and inner integrity. In most cases, a person who hears hidden voices requires psychiatric treatment. 3. Sometimes, the damage to the soul of the deceased is irreversible because no kaddish was performed, to ascend the soul, after the soul might have cursed the psychic. The spirit of the deceased continues to roam our world restlessly. 4. The psychic's negative actions will lead to negative energetic blockages and delay a practical and authentic black magic removal process, which will cause aggravation. It should be noted that removing a spell is an operation that requires comprehensive knowledge of Kabbalah, various Kabbalah ciphers, codes of secret books, and the spiritual ethics of the person performing the spell removal. Samuel Zohar Yonai strongly opposes disturbing the spirit world for self-interested purposes. He will not be able to use his spiritual abilities and knowledge to annoy and harm the deceased, may they rest in heaven. Removal of black magic, the complete process that awaits you. Every black magic removal process at Samuel Zohar Yonai begins with an in-depth characterization of the case's circumstances, their severity, and the person's unique needs. Samuel is a true black magic healer and medium who follows the strict rules of removing black magic according to the holy Kabbalistic scriptures and the Jewish halacha. Samuel is also proficient in voodoo healing, curse removals, and termination of binding spells of any kind. The consultation and the process do not require a physical visit and can be done in video meetings on Zoom or WhatsApp. An ongoing process. In most cases, performing a thorough black magic removal in one go will be tough. Therefore, Samuel Zohar Yanai accompanies you comprehensively and performs repeated black magic removal every 30 days in constant communication until it can be guaranteed that the spell has been entirely removed. Removal of all types of spells and spiritual vulnerabilities. This is much more than black magic removal. In the process, we shall remove the evil eye, curses, and les hon hare. After removing these effects, robust, energetic defenses will be designed to ensure the harmful process will not repeat itself. The process I perform when removing black magic and spells. Removing black magic is a meticulous process that adheres to the principles of Kabbalah and Halacha. This intricate procedure requires deep concentration and complete isolation to ensure its efficacy. 1. Preparation and timing. The process typically occurs between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. This specific time frame is chosen because it aligns with the principles of Kabbalah, which state that spiritual healing is most effective during these early morning hours. Notably, the physical presence of the affected person is not required, allowing the treatment to be effective regardless of their location. 2. Ritual cleansing. Before commencing the removal of black magic, it is essential to undergo a ritual cleansing. This involves immersing myself in a mikveh, ritual bath, a river, or the sea. Additionally, I perform a ritual immersion in the Dead Sea once a week. These practices help purify my energy and prepare me for the spiritual work ahead. 3. Preparing the environment. The room where the ceremony takes place must be thoroughly purified beforehand. This preparation includes ensuring that the space is free from any sources of electricity, including electric lights and electronic devices. The absence of artificial energy sources is crucial because they can interfere with the natural energy frequencies needed for the ritual. 4. Isolation and concentration. Complete isolation is necessary for this process. The affected person must not be physically present to ensure that I can maintain optimal concentration. This isolation helps create a focused environment where the energy can be directed precisely. 5. Incorporating the four elements. When the ceremony begins, I prepare Kabbalistic materials that incorporate the four elements: earth, water, fire, and wind. These elements are fundamental in Kabbalistic rituals and are used to balance and direct energy effectively. 6. Performing the ritual. During the ritual, I whisper incantations that involve Kabbalistic codes and ciphers. This chanting, combined with using the four elements, helps channel positive energy from me to the person affected by the black magic. The goal is to remove the negative influences and restore the individual's natural energy balance. 7. Reopening energy channels. Once the spell is removed, the blocked energy channels in the affected person are reopened. This restoration allows the person's energy to flow freely again, helping them regain their natural state of well-being. 8. Establishing energetic protection. After the black magic removal ceremony, I create an energetic protection for the afflicted person. This protective barrier helps safeguard them from future negative influences. If the black magic was powerful, the entire process might need to be repeated after 30 days to ensure complete removal. By following these detailed steps, removing black magic becomes a comprehensive approach to restoring balance and protection for those affected. Watch this great video tutorial by Samuel Zohar Yanai about black magic healing, strengthening every black magic removal through various practices. Spells affect a person in all areas of his life without exception. They weaken the body and mind, deteriorate relationships with loved ones, and harm a person's livelihood and business, often also his family. To ensure that the bewitched person's body, soul, and significant circle can handle the process in the best possible way, I provide nutritional advice and recommendations on herbs and supplements, as well as business advice and personal coaching, alongside the black magic removal process. Start your black magic today to ensure a better tomorrow. Each day we procrastinate allows the spell to intensify and expand within us. The negative results will not be late to come. A quick response will significantly improve the chances of an optimal black magic removal. I invite you to contact me here and now to stop this dangerous trend. I am available for you and committed to you. For more information, any questions, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, WhatsApp, or phone. Why are spells called Lahash, whisper, in Hebrew? To better understand how the black magic removal process is carried out, we must first understand the origin of spells. It is known that Tefillat Shmon Esra is said in a whisper. According to Jewish law, in the part where it is written, and the rains of blessing stopped, the worshipper is obliged not to say this sentence but only to recite it, by heart. This is because Judaism attributes tremendous energetic power to words and thoughts. A study on water molecules by the Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto revealed what happens to water after it is cursed and/or blessed. You can learn more about the research on the website's Removing the Evil Eye page. Spells are also done with a whisper. The sorcerer says the word and whispers it in a quiet tone. According to Kabbalah, Aramaic is the only language to undo spells or witchcraft. Therefore, when we say Kaddish to the deceased, we do not use Hebrew in the prayer for the deceased's soul ascension. This is why one should not use the services of a person who claims to be an expert in black magic removal if he is unfamiliar with the Aramaic language. According to Halacha, he will not be able to remove the spell. It should be clarified that Samuel strongly opposes casting spells intended to harm a person. Samuel specializes in removing and canceling spells and will not perform any action intended to harm another person. How to protect yourself from black magic? There are ways to protect yourself from the negative impacts of black magic. One effective method is through spiritual practices. Staying focused on your spiritual path can shield you from negative energies. Wearing certain protective items, like a rudraksh, can also help protect against negativity. The role of spiritual places. Spiritual places like the Dhyanalinga have unique properties that neutralize negative energies. Sitting in the presence of such a place can help cleanse any negative influences you might be experiencing. Samuel Zohar Yonai suggests that even a single day in such an environment can make a significant difference. How the Dhyanalinga works. The Dhyanalinga and its surrounding shrines are designed to dissipate negative energies. When people enter this space, they often find that their lives improve as the negative impacts disappear. The design of the Dhyanalinga includes specific angles that help remove negative influences from anyone who enters. Additional protective measures against black magic: creating a sacred space. Designating a part of your home as a sacred space can enhance your spiritual protection. Here's how to create one. Select a quiet area, choose a space where you can meditate or perform rituals without interruptions. Decorate with intent, use items with personal significance or spiritual meaning, such as crystals, candles, and symbols of protection. Regularly cleanse the space. To maintain the sanctity of the space, use sage, incense, or sound cleansing, such as bells or singing bowls. Daily practices to strengthen protection: morning affirmations. Start your day with affirmations that reinforce your protection, such as, I am surrounded by positive energy and shielded from harm. Nightly cleansing rituals. Before bed, perform a cleansing ritual to release negative energies accumulated throughout the day. This could include a warm bath with salts and herbs or simply visualizing a protective light around you. How did ancient spells and black magic get removed in ancient times? Ancient witchcraft was integral to the core beliefs and culture of various peoples and cultures almost everywhere. It took an integral part of all aspects of life for various people in antiquity. They instilled confidence in the face of the forces of nature and existential difficulties and helped protect against diseases and epidemics. The ancient sorcerers had a special status among kings, nobles, and commoners. It was widespread in the Near East, Egypt, ancient Greece, and Roman cultures. The status of the sorcerers was divided into several main categories: witch doctors. Ancient witch doctors served as both shamans and healers. They used different herbs, most growing wild in the fields and forests. They would prepare healing concoctions from them to treat diseases or wounds or various strengthening potions and use them in rituals for blessings or curses or casting spells against enemy nations or private individuals. Witch doctors who worked in the cultures of the Near East and especially in Mesopotamia, such as the members of the Hittite and Babylonian cultures, used to read the internal organs of animals, mainly domestic animals such as sheep, but also wild animals such as deer and bears. Reading lamb's liver for various magical rituals was widespread as far back as ancient Greece and Rome. Sorcerer priests. The phenomenon of sorcerer priests refers mainly to Pharaonic Egypt. These priests, or Khartoumim, of Egypt were considered both religious priests and sorcerers with mystical powers. These used wands, enchanted swords, oaths, and magic powders. The purpose of these spells was, first and foremost, to protect the king in the royal court. The Bible's most well-known and familiar story is that of Pharaoh and Moses, which tells of spells cast by the Egyptians in front of Moses. Sorcerer priests also existed in Zoroastrianism, the ancient Persian religion. These priests knew how to perform spells mainly through fire, the sun, or other sources of flame or light. Sorcerer craftsmen. In many ancient societies, people considered masters of conversation, writing, music, and plastic art were sometimes considered to be working through an external divine power. According to ancient beliefs, these artisans had an ability considered a gift from God. Their art was considered a means of performing magic, by sculptures they created, amulets they wrote, etc. A prominent example of a sorcerer craftsman is Moses, who was a master of sorcery and, thanks to his abilities, overcame the Egyptian sorcerers. Another example is the oracle from Delphi, who predicted fortunes through oil, water, and other means and could perform spells. Even Pandora, who kept a closed box containing all human evil, was well versed in spells. Astrology and fortune telling. The ancient Mesopotamians, among their various peoples, would extensively use ancient astrology signs to cast spells. Using ancient astrology in divination, rain, stones of various types, signs of fire, they tried to read the future and influence it through magic. According to the story, over 1,000 years later, Merlin the Mage also engaged in ancient witchcraft, communicated with spirits, and helped humans with magical means. You can also merge the use of spirits in the cultures of the Fertile Crescent, from the Sumerians to the Babylonians, into this category. These sorcerers communicated with spirits to perform spells, some highly harmful. Fortune-telling sorcerers. This field was mainly controlled by ancient witches, who cast spells based on dream prediction, resolution, and hallucinations. These processes are designed to influence the future through spells. They cast spells on others by listening to dreams, analyzing and solving them, and causing imaginary hallucinations. It's time to stop the negative influence that has occurred on you. Samuel Zohar Yonai invites you to enter a process of release from the negative energy standing your way forward. Using various methods backed by age-old and comprehensive knowledge, unique techniques, close and discreet accompaniment, energetic blockages, spells, black magic, and more could be removed. For more information on black magic removal and to schedule an appointment, contact us today via WhatsApp or phone.